Hello, my friends. Welcome again to the Deeper Daily Podcast. It's the 8th day of April. I'm your host, Paul White. We're off to a start on a brand new week here. It's Monday, and I'm praying that you have a great week. I pray that as you have entered the spring season, that you are full of the abundant life. The world around you is coming to life, the trees and the flowers, your gardens. But I pray that you have more than just the natural, but that you have spiritual, abundant life springing forth in your soul. And I'm believing God for good things for each and every one of you. We are in Luke chapter 11, and we're going to speed up a little bit today in covering a few more verses. Before I do that, let me tell you real quickly about some dates. I've had these on the website for a few days now, but I just keep neglecting to say anything on the DDP. I am going back on the road for a weekend. This will be our first trip to another church in the year 2024, because now we're pastoring in South Carolina, and I don't break away to go do too many meetings. I do enjoy doing that, but as you can imagine, we can't do very many. So I'm kind of handpicking some of these that I really, the places that I really loved and had just open free course for the Word, and they very exciting to go back to. And so one of those is with my good friend Pastor Tim Holler at Oasis Church in Wysox, Pennsylvania. We were there last summer. We did a weekend between Wysox and Binghamton where we were in two different churches. We're going to do a Saturday night, Sunday morning in Wysox. Oasis Church is located at 1957 River Road in Wysox, W-Y-S-O-X, Wysox, Pennsylvania. We'll be there Saturday night, April the 27th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday morning, April the 28th, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. April 27th and 28th, come see us. Those dates are on our website, paulwhiteministries.com. Go to schedule, and you will see Oasis Church, 1957 River Road, Wysox, Pennsylvania, April 27, 28, Saturday, Sunday, 6:30, 10:30. Come out, be with us if you can, and you're in that area. We'd love to meet you. It's such a thrill when people come to these meetings on the road and say, I listened to the DDP, or I've watched you. And sometimes we meet some of you who've been watching for years, and we finally get to see you face-to-face. It's such a privilege. Natasha will be with me. We are looking forward to a great weekend. I hope you can make it. Okay. And of course, we'll record those, and they will eventually be posted. We have a lot of backlog now that we preach in the same place every week, and so anything we do outside of that is sort of backlog, but we will get to them as the year unfolds. We will release those on the website. Luke chapter 11, we're in the story of Jesus casting out the demon, being accused of casting out the demons by the power of demons, and the people testing him. Let's pick it up in verse 17. This is where we get a rebuttal from Jesus, having been accused of these things. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a divided household falls. And if Satan also is divided against himself, well, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebul, and if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges." Well, let's stop here for a minute and just basically reinforce that this is Jesus' statement, not Abraham Lincoln's. A house divided against itself cannot stand. Of course, Lincoln uses that in the State House in Illinois to talk about a republic, a body of elected officials. If we're not the same, and this had a lot of, you know, pre-Civil War talk about the Union, and if we're going to be divided, we're not going to be able to make it. It does serve as a principle. Yes, 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 indeed. If you're divided, you're not going to make it. If you're divided in your marriage, you're not going to make it. If you're divided with your business partner, you're not going to make it. Things fall that have a crack through them. The crack through the foundation means that the foundation is no longer solid, and once it's split into two parts, it's not as powerful as when it is one. This is why if you walk outside and look at your deck and the foundation on it has a crack straight through the boards, well, you probably are going to need to fix that, because once it's divided, it has lost its power. And so Jesus' response, though, isn't just principled. It's spiritual. He says, I can't be of the devil. I'm here breaking the devil's kingdom in half. If I'm of the devil, why would I be splitting the kingdom in half? So what it tells us is not just a great principle, but it also gives us insight into what Jesus thinks he's doing. And by thinks, I don't mean he's wrong. Jesus thinks he's splitting the power of the devil's kingdom. And he says, if you got to be of the devil to split the power of the devil, what are you going to do when your sons cast out devils? Don't you wish the best for your own children? Don't you want them defeating the powers of darkness? And if it's not possible to defeat the powers of darkness using the power of God, then why are you raising your sons to do such? You know, in other words, if the only hope would be that the devil burst his own kingdom, why bother raising kingdom kids? You know, we either believe in this thing or we don't. We either believe that the kingdom of God is real and powerful and carries the weight and authority of the king, or we don't. And if we don't, then let's stop kidding ourselves. And Jesus says it's going to be your own sons that are going to be your judges. I mean, in other words, if they're going to cast these out, what are you going to say to them? I mean, do we believe in the power of the kingdom, or do we not believe in the power of the kingdom? Verse 20, but if it's by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than him attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted, and he divides his spoil. Whoever's not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me scatters. Now, there's a lot here, and I know I need a little more time. So let me just say this about finger of God, and then we'll pick this up a little of this other part up tomorrow. The finger of God is an Old Testament statement. It's from way back in the Exodus 8 account of the plagues that hit Egypt. And the magicians tell Pharaoh, this is the finger of God that we're seeing. That was their way of saying, this is real. This is the kingdom. This is something that is not us. So by talking about the finger of God, Matthew calls it the Spirit of God, both of those statements bring out a truth that Jesus wasn't casting out devils by the power of the devil, but God was working in him. And this also points to a further truth. And I'll close here today and pick this up tomorrow. And that further truth is this. In the coming of Jesus, the kingdom of God has come. The miracles that he performs while he's on the earth are simply evidence that those who have eyes to see can see that God is already at work. We'll dig into this and try to put a bow into this little passage tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.